गुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम् आददानस्तीर्णं दन्तैरिदं जाचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजधूज स्यात्मं जन्मनियं द नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन। वैकुंठात जनितो वरा मधुपुरी तत्रापि रासोत्सवा वृंदारण्य मुदार पाणी रमणा तत्रापि गोवर्धन राधा कुंड मिहापि गोपुलमते प्रेमामृता प्लावना कुर्जादस्य विराजितो गृष्टे सेवां विवेकेन का। रेड द ट्रांसलेशन एंड ऑल्सो हाफ ऑफ द पर्पट वी हैव रेड। You can read the rest purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, it is stated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area of Brajabhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radha Kunda. This means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually searching for the exact location of Radha Kunda. Finally, he found the holy spot, and there was a small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees that the actual Radha Kunda was situated there. Later, the pond was excavated by Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed first by the six Goswamis, such as Rupa and Raghunath Das. Presently, there is a large lake known as Radha Kunda there. Srila Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radha Kunda because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to find it. Who then would give up Radha Kunda and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. The importance of Radha Kunda, however, cannot be realized by other Vaishnava sampradayas, nor can persons uninterested in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand the spiritual importance and divine nature of Radha Kunda. Thus, Radha Kunda is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
By reading all these things, anyone can question that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified this Radha Kunda. What is Radha Kunda? Merely a lake, not so big, very small, in comparison with sea or any lake, like Caspian Lake, like other lakes. In India also, thousand and thousand times more than this lake, Chilka Hrad, Chilka Lake, and so many lakes. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying? Why? If anyone asks, then we may tell that you are Sahajiya, only by asking. If anyone is discovering all this, searching, where lies this glorification of Radha Kunda? By reading this, automatically, naturally, this question will arise. Also, he will see that connecting with Srimati Radhika, Radha Kunda has some relation with Srimati Radhika. So what is the glory of Srimati Radhika? And if he wants to know all these things, naturally it will come. So especially he is telling Swamiji that Radha Kunda is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other sampradaya, like Nimbark, like Ramanuj, Madhva, they have nothing to do with this. They don't know all these things about Radha Kunda. So those who are in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have honor, regard, and everything for Radha Kunda, especially for Radha Kunda, more than Barsana, the birthplace of Srimati Radhika, Rabal, more than Nandgaon, more than Govardhan, more than Vrindavan, anywhere. Why? What is there? Beautiful mountain, river, any forest so well decorated, we see nothing there. Then why? A curiosity will come. This Kund is itself, herself Srimati Radhika. Shyam Kund is also himself embodiment of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Brajendanandan Aradhakanta Krishna himself. No difference at all. But more, there are things. Radha and Krishna meets together in Vrindavan, in also Govardhan. They meet there. They play there also Rash. But what is the specialty of this Radha Kunda? Here Krishna is always controlled by Srimati Radhika. And here Srimati Radhika is called Swadhin Bhartrika. But we don't know anything about these things. Then how we can glorify? How? That is very rare. But if you are not hearing these things, you cannot be qualified in lakhs and lakhs births. So anyone is not so much purified and having so much love and affection that he is qualified to hear. Then what to do? To be hopeless for this forever. Don't be hopeless. Anyone having all kinds of unearths, every kind of, but he has some interest to hear all these things, he is qualified. Even at that time, so much honors are there. Even if he has honor, he has some great to hear all these things. He must be qualified for this. Only the qualification to hear is that greed. A devotee born in Brahmin family has cultivated his regulative bhakti for lakhs births. He may not be qualified to hear if he has no honor to hear, no very ruchi little to hear. He cannot be. But a third class bogus person like Bilva Mangal, entangled always in lust of any prostitute, but when prostitute sings Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda, Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. When this protist used to sing this kirtan, quietly observed, Bilva Mangal used to be attracted and observed. Oh, this is the qualification. Whether he is a lust, wretched person, no qualification, no learned, nothing. But this taste of hearing this thing is qualification of that. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam koti janma sukriti nalam. Sukriti, impressed by lakhs and lakhs births, it cannot do anything. It will not help. But if a devotee like Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, or their followers are telling the pastimes of Krishna so sweet, their mati means their heart, is always immersed in this ocean of love and affection of Srimati Radhika, then it can come easily. It does not require any worldly qualification or anything, even a spiritual quality. It wants only some taste to hear, either from the past impression, life's impression, or newly, no harm. But if it is past, then so strong. And if not, newly impression will give him so much things. So only this is value, to have these things, nothing else. So he is telling that, Swamiji also explaining, that other sampradaya have nothing to do with this Radha Kunda. But why? Radha Kunda is so supermost. Why? Premamrita plavanat kurjadasya virajito giritate sevang vibeshnaka. Premamrita plavanat. Sometimes in a river, flood comes. Why flood comes? What is the reason? Because?
Torrential rain.
Huh?
Torrential rain, heavy rain.
Too much water.
No. Why?
The river cannot contain so much water, so it overflows everywhere. That is
why. River is so little, so small, narrow. And water, heavy water comes? She could not shake.
Contain.
And contain. So it has overflowed here and there. No? So here, in Vrindavan, there is a flow, but controlled. Govardhan, more flow, but it can be controlled. But in Radhakund, oh, so much flood.
Overflowing.
Whole Braja, Vrindavan, even Krishna is
flooded by this.
He comes and sometimes playing with waves, going here and there. Srimati Radhika is floating on that float. Both are there, controlled only by Prema Amrita Plavana. Prem is there, Karta,
Supreme.
So by Prem, Krishna is dancing, Radha is dancing, gopis are dancing, all Brajvasis are dancing. Everything, Prem also himself, itself, dancing, and to whom it will touch, all will dance. So Prema Amrita Plavana, Prem is Vrindavan, in Braja, in Gokul. In Gokul, there is plenty of Vatsalya Rasa. In Nandagaon, plenty of Vatsalya, plus Sakha. Sometimes separation mood is there. In Govardhan, all are there, but controlled. But in Vrindavan, here is the lies the glory of Srimati Radhika. In Radha Shyam Kunda, Krishna is not prominent. Who is prominent? Srimati Radhika is prominent. Sometimes Krishna goes there and feeling separation and praying Srimati Radhika, taking 3 times bath in Radhika, Radha Kunda. Praying Srimati, what? The mantra of Srimati Radhika. Like this, being like Chintan. Krishna, become like a devotee. And praise the mercy of Srimati Radhika. When you will be pleased? When you will be pleased? Agharipurapi jatna tatra divya prasada prasakrita kataksh praptikamah prakamam ansaradi jada uchyai snan sevan vandhai Tadapisuravdi Radha Kundambi Vasa. Rupa and Raghunath are telling that, oh Radha Kunda, you are yourself Srimati Radhika. Only for to give mercy to the devotees serving here, you are visible like Kunda. So you have much mercy than Srimati Radhika herself. You are here always like Kunda. Anyone can touch, anyone can take bath, anyone can pray. Krishna himself pray like this. But why all these things? Why Srimati Radhika is always there? Why? There are so many things to know. So many things. There are so many pastimes of this Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, that Brahma, Shankar and all wants to be lived here. But they cannot live there. You have heard that, have you heard that Hanuman wants to come in Braja, but he never comes. Why? Can you say? He fears. I may do wrong there. Once Brahma went to Braja to show the glories of, to see the glories of Krishna. But he at once wanted to see his glory by his own effort. And that is how he trapped cowherds, boys and
calves.
And thus he made wrong things. So Hanuman is telling that I am Bandar. I am
monkey.
I may do some offenses. If I will see
that Yashoda Maiya is having the ears of Krishna feasting, then I may take my gada. And what to do like that? So he fears I should not go to Vrindavan. Otherwise may so many wrong things. So I should not go. That is why general devotees, they don't go there in Radha Kunda. They cannot know the glory of Srimati Radhika. You want to see Radha Kunda? Come with me. Follow me. Yes, so first come to Kusum Sarovar. And from then, Radha Kunda begins. So beautiful. There is in the Radha Kunda, in the midst, in water, there is Swananda Sukhada Kunja. Very beautiful crops. Fragrant flowers are there, peacocks are there, cuckoos are there. And Srimati Radhika's younger sister,
name?
Has decorated it for Radha and Krishna meeting. So beautiful. And on the eighth corner of Radha Kunda is Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tungvidya, Indulekha, Rangadevi, Sudavi. Eight kunds. So beautiful. And after that, thousands and thousands very beautiful groves around Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Also, Roop, Rati, Lavanga, Gunmanjari, Rati Manjari, Gunlali Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Bilas Manjari. There are so many Manjaris Kunja everywhere. Around Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Dham, Siddham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, and all. Prominent eight Sakhas Kunda. But they have given it to Sakhis. They don't live there. If Krishna wants, sometimes they come, but never come. Very little, rare. And there, Krishna and Srimati Radhika, with her all Sakhis, singing, dancing, doing so many things there. So Radha, Srimati Radhika with her all Sakhis, he used to live there. Pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna, and Krishna, especially Krishna serving to Srimati Radhika. It is called Mahajogpeet. In Vrindavan, Jogpeet, where Bansibar, where dance and singing was there, Ras was there. But this is Mahajogpeet, more than that Jogpeet. So beautiful all these things, pastimes, always going on. You cannot
imagine
even. So Radha Kunda is so prominent. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, it was like a small peat having so much water. Only like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered. He asked that, where is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda? The name of that village was
Arit Gaon.
Arit Gaon means Arishtasur Gaon. Arishtasur, Vishabhasur. The Arit Gaon. So this is Arit Gaon means Arit Gaon, but where is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda? He asked from so many old persons. They told that we don't know where is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda, but we know that this is Kali Khet and this is Gauri Khet. Kali Khet means black Khir.
Phil.
And Gauri. Golden
field.
Oh, Kali. Kali means Krishna. Here is Krishna Kunda. Not Khir. Kunda. And this is Radha Kunda. They were telling that Gauri Khir. Not Gauri Khir, Gauri Kunda. And he took bath in that and declared that this is Shyam Kund, this is Radha Kund. Went away from there and discovered Vrindavan Dham. At first, you know that Kamyaban was called
Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that here is no Jamuna. It is not nearer to Govardhan. Here is no Kali Harada, no Brahma Harada, Brahma Kunda,
Bansibat,
Keshighat, no. So how it can be Vrindavan? Vallabhacharya came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he told that Kamyaban is Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered, no, this is Kamyaban and this is Vrindavan. And he discovered all the forests, all the places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Emperor Akbar, Mohammedan king, he was coming with lakhs and lakhs horses and sanya,
soldiers,
armies. His horses and elephants were so much thirsty. Himself he was thirsty. He was passing. He told to anyone that is there any big pond where we can take water? They told, villagers told, no, there is no so much pond, but you can take water from this Kali Khet and Gauri Khet. Emperor told that it is not enough for only one horse or any elephant. They can take all water. No harm, you should bring all. And he came with all their soldiers and elephants and horses, lakhs and lakhs, horses and so many elephants. They began to drink and water was not dry. All were satisfied with that water. Never came down. Emperor was so much impressed and he wanted to make it more deep and all this. But he could not do. So after this, Raghunath Das Goswami came and he wanted to do this. But he was so much worried that this is Chintamani here. Water is Tvayam Amritam, nectar. Why I wish like so? So he was repenting. At the same time, a very big businessman, Paisawala, he came there. And he told that Badrinarayan has sent me. And he has told me in dream that you should go to Radha Kund and tell Raghunath Das Goswami that I have ordered me to give money for that and you should make it so good. He went to Raghunath Das Goswami and told that I want to help you in doing this. He refused. I don't want to do this. But Badrinayan came in his dream and told that you must do. Then he took some money and managed. He did first Radha Kund in four corners. Very good.
Square.
Because Srimati Radhika is so saral, simple. But when he began to do Shyam Kund, Krishna is always crooked. Everything of him is crooked. So when he began to make
square.
A square. Then there were so many trees here and there. He wanted to cut out. But in the night they were weeping and praying, Raghunath Das Goswami, don't cut me. We are here doing aradhana of Krishna at the bank of Radhakund. So don't disturb us. Then he told that, oh, Krishna wants to be like crooked himself. So he made it like this. Now, what shape we see, it is made by Raghunath Das, discovered or made by Raghunath Das Goswami. Here once Radha and Krishna were playing. At once, a demon, he took the shape of
bull
and wanted to kill Krishna, Baladev and all others. Or anywhere else. But Krishna very suddenly took the two feet of
hind leg
and he did like so,
moving around
in the sky, and he
threw it
and he died. Gopis were there. Gopis asked and told Krishna that you cannot touch us because you have gohatya. You have
cow.
I am not killed a cow, but that was demon. Anyhow, he was in the shape of cow or bull. You have
killed it.
So you cannot touch us. Then how can I touch? Without touch, I cannot live. That you should be impure. Pure. How? Go to Sagar, all this of world, and then take bath and then come. Krishna smiled and called all the tirth there. They came in shape. They were praying and told that what service may we do to you? Become what you should become water in this place. And with his what is this?
Hill.
With hill he gave impression and that became a very big pond. Then at once, Pashni Praghatam, Vishabhadanuj.
Sir,
then they became all water and that pond was fulfilled. And Krishna took bath. He told that now I am pure, I can touch you. Never. You are making a pond without your help and you should take bath there and then you will be pure. So Krishna did it by his health and they from here, right, like this. And it became very big pond. But no water. From where water should come? Krishna told it to take from my pond. And he told all the
this,
that hidden way you should go in this kund, new kund. Gopis refused that we don't want to touch your any water from this kund. We will go to Mansi Ganga in Govardhan and we will bring water from there and we will fulfill. They took lakhs and lakhs pots and began to go, but all the tears
lie
down on the way and all weeping. Srimati Radhike, we want to serve you. why you are going there? When they were doing so, Srimati Radhika was so
pleased,
and he allowed. At once, in the two ponds, a way was there, and they entered. Then Krishna took bath, and then he touched to all glory. This is the Radha Kund. Here Srimati Radhika is himself Radha Kund, and Krishna is Krishna Kund. But supremacy of Radha Kund. Radha Kund, Rupa Goswami has glorified this Kund. Everywhere there is glorification of Radha Kund. If anyone go and touch the water and take Achman, or if anyone go and take bath, Swamiji also telling that he will have the mercy of Srimati Radhika. To serve Srimati Radhika there. So we cannot tell more glory of Radha Kund than this. But we should try to know what is Radha Kund. More superior than any place in Braja. It has been told that Sin Binda Vipanam Suramyam Api. Vrindavan is so beautiful. Rash is going on there. And Giriraj Govardhan so glorious. But they will cannot be compared to Radha Kund. One lakhs part, even. Never. Understand what I am telling you? What?
No comparison.
Even Radha Kund, one lakhs part can be comparison to Vrindavan and Govardhan.
One little drop. One little drop.
Fraction. So what to tell other tirthas of Braja? So is rare glory of Sri Radha Kund. Very high. So he is telling that if anyone buddhimans, then he can touch a very little glory of Srimati Radha Kund. And then he wants to serve Srimati Radhika. If Krishna is ready to give his service, but they will tell nothing. If Radhika mercy is not there, asa bharayam sindh mayai kathanchit kalu mayati gamita akli sampatamhi tanchit kripamayi vidhasasya naivakimme pranayi prajena varoru bakarina. I don't have anything for Krishna. I don't want to live in Radha Kund and Govardhan. Nothing. I don't want to also to serve Krishna. I don't want. If Radhika is not there. But if I will hear that Srimati Radhika has gone to Dwarka to serve Krishna, at once I will fly without any invitation, anyone. And if I know that only Srimati Radhika is in Radha Kund, Krishna is not there, no harm, I will be there also. I want to be in Radha Kund, even hearing the chattering and pattering of all villagers. I want to be there. I want to take their eminence and hearing their worldly talkings, gramya katha. But I don't want to go to heaven or anywhere in Vaikuntha or anywhere in Braja, living this place. So this place is so glorious. Then कर्मेभ्यः परतो हरे प्रियत्याज्य व्यक्ति जजु ज्ञानिनः तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परमः प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकज दृशास्ता तेभ्यो अपिशारादिका प्रेष्ठा तद्वियं तदीय सरसि तां नाशयेत् कः कृतिं. What is the translation?
Number 10. In the Shastra it is said that all types of fruitive workers He who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, Gyanis, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kunda, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kunda and, in a spiritual body, surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings of Prakriti Bhav, render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Astakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kunda are the most fortunate people in the universe.
I see that so many devotees go to Barsana. So many. And they like it more. They want to go in Gahwarban. Gahwarban, you know. There, Mangarh, Dangarh, Vilasgarh, Morkoti, all are there. Srimati Radhika playing with Krishna in so many ways there. I think that all the Brajavasi, they think that this Barsana is superior than any place. But they don't know all these mysteries. Never they can attain. If anyone wants to know the glories of Radha Kunda, they should read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. September 7th, chapter of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first. And also 7th chapter of second value. Why Radha Kunda is so? Why Krishna has come from Vrindavan and he is living in Dwarka? Why? An ordinary devotee cannot answer all these questions. Those who know the glories of Srimati Radha Prem, they can tell something. Rohini Devi, the mother of Baldev Prabhu, Uddhav, because he was there, and also after that Baldev Prabhu has gone there in Braja, they can tell anything about this Radha Kunda in Braja. Why Krishna left Vrindavan, Braja, and he came to Dwarka? There are so many reasons hidden behind. Krishna wanted to satisfy gopis, but he could not there. Napareham nirvadya sanjujan. Why? You know there are two things in prem: separation mood and meeting. Sambho. When Krishna makes gopis become so happy. And in separation, they become so unhappy. At that time, anyone cannot touch the glory of gopis very high. When Uddhava went there, he saw the glory of gopis, like Himalayan mountain, like this. And he became a dust. Krishna sent him to see all these things, realize all these things. Krishna tells in Dwarka to his queen, telling that I want to be in Vrindavan Braja, always in Radha, but I cannot be there. Why? Because the love and affection of gopis are so high that in separation they feel like meeting, and in meeting they feel like separation. And it is very, very painful to me. Sometimes Srimati Radhika is sitting in my lap, and Madhumangal came. Madhumangal saw that it is somewhat Srimati Radhika is perplexing. So he took a stick and he took that tree very far away, and he returned and told that I have driven Madhusudan, he cannot come ever, any time he will not return. And hearing this, she was in the lap of Krishna and she became faint. Oh Krishna, very well. She was in the lap of Krishna, but feeling so of separation that he was fainted. Once Krishna was anywhere else and Srimati Radhika was feeling separation. Krishna saw that in separation she became so absorbed that he saw a tamal tree and he embraced that tamal tree. Oh, you have returned. And she was laughing, joking to Krishna. Unko khana mar rahi, taunting that tree, that as if Krishna was. Sometimes he saw in separation Srimati Radhika was kissing darkness. Oh, this darkness is Krishna. And they wanted to embrace that darkness, that thinking that is Krishna. Krishna became wonderful. What high class of prem is in Radha Kundi, in Srimati Radhika. He cannot satisfy them. Because when he will come to satisfy them, playing with them, but they will think of future separation and they will be always painful. I cannot see all these things. If they will see, they are even more absorbed in separation. So I should not be here. I cannot satisfy them. There, this mood will increase. And they will weep bitterly and they will be fainted. Srimati Radhika is telling to her Sakhi, Sakhi, I feel better when I become senseless. And at that time when I am senseless, forgetting all these things. But why you try to make me sense, incense? At that time I okay, but when I will return my senses, then again, why you do so? You are like my enemy. Can you imagine these things? So this is the glory of a special of Radha Kunda, where all these modes are there, and prem is like a overflooded Vanya. But Prem Vaichitya is there. There is Brahmargit like. What? Brahmargit in 10 parts. What, Kiki? Chitra Jalpa, Prajalpa, Su Jalpa, Dhi Jalpa, Anu Jalpa. And there are so many things. You cannot imagine. So I think that only by the bhakti and amalgamated with karma and jnana, oh, it will not be sufficient to come in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sampradaya. If you are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, you will have to be Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? Or don't act in a Mahaprabhupanuga, otherwise you will be Sahajiya. No. What is the significance of Rupanuga? We will have to know. Who was Rupa Goswami? What he did? What is his special service? What was his mode? And then anyone can be Rupanuga. Rupa means to serve Srimati Radhika is Rupanuga. Nothing else. So, this book has given some light, outline. But any realized soul can explain all these things and he can give impression by this book. Srila Rupa Goswami has made it this, formally this purpose. And that is why Swamiji, he could not write explanation of Sikshastak, Mana Shiksha and all other, but he saw that this book is so important. So I should write some explanation. So he wrote explanation of this. But those who will go only, first is look, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah. And it is all right, and keep it. It is sufficient for us. We are not qualified to Bako Beja Manasa. We cannot do. Then how? We have to all things. Swami has come to give all these Rupanuk thoughts and lines to us. So we should not be hopeless. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness in this line. Gaur Praman. Thank you.